Etiquette of religion, good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, etiquette of religion, etiquette of religion.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Alhamdulillah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, once again we are here presenting the program Islamic Etiquettes. In the previous programs, we discussed different topics, and in today's program, we're going to hear about the excellences of calling people towards righteousness. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in the present time, it is extremely necessary to call people towards righteousness. Sins are continuously increasing day by day in our society. Hence, in addition to reforming ourselves, we should have the intention to reform the people of the entire world. If someone does not get to the path of righteousness through our call of righteousness, we should not lose hope. Rather, we should continue our efforts. Our task is only to invite others towards goodness and forbid evil. Enabling someone to perform good deeds and safeguarding him from evils is upon the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In today's program, we're going to hear about the excellences of call towards righteousness and also try to include some discussion about its needs and benefits. But first off, let's listen to the excellence of Durood-e Pak. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, "Man qara'a al-Qur'ana wa hamida ar-Rabba wa salla 'ala an-nabiyyi wa astaghfara rabbahu." Meaning, the one who recited the Holy Quran and praised the Lord, and then recited durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and sought forgiveness from his Lord, فَقَدْ طَلَبَ الْخَيْرَ مَكَانَ. Indeed, he found goodness in its place. صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, if we seek goodness and forgiveness and wish the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, while keeping our attention to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, we should also send durood upon him with love, humility and devotion. Make it a habit to recite durood abundantly every single day. And inshallah al-kareem, you will see the benefits of it in your life and in the hereafter. Inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, recitation of Durood-e Pak is such a beautiful act of worship that by its blessing, the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam will be ingrained in our hearts, and the one who is blessed with the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam will be successful in this world and in the hereafter. Inshallah azza wa jal.
Ya Nabi tujh pe laakhon durood o salaam, is pe hai naaz mujhko hoon tera ghulaam, apni rehmat se tu shaah-e khairul anaam, mujhse aasi kabhi naaz bardaar hai.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, in different places in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the motivation to call people towards righteousness. Hence, in Surah Ali Imran, part 4, verse number 104, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated, translation from Kanzul Iman, "And there should be such a group amongst you who invite people towards righteousness and command that which is good and forbid that which is evil. And it is these people who are the successful." Under this verse, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala states in Tafsir Naimi, "O Muslims, all of you should be a group or become such an organization that calls every evil person to righteousness, invites non-Muslim to embrace faith, sinners to adopt taqwa, the heedless to wake up, the ignorant to attain knowledge, dry-natured people to attain the pleasure of love, the sleeping ones to wake up, and enjoins good things, correct beliefs and good deeds through their tongues, pens and actions with power, gentleness and strictness, and stops people from evil things, evil beliefs, evil action and evil thoughts through the tongue, the heart, the action, the pen, according to their designation. All Muslim are preachers. It is farz upon everyone to enjoin good and forbid evil. In Islam, preaching is an immensely important worship because all worships benefit a person himself, but preaching benefits others as well. While stating the reward of people who perform the task of enjoining good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Holy Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman, and whose speech is better than he who called towards his Lord and does righteous deed and says, I am Muslim. It is mentioned in the commentary Siratul Jinan from the statements of the non-Muslim which were mentioned in the verses before this one. It was revealed that the non-Muslim would extremely turn away from the call of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to the truth. For example, the non-Muslim said to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, covers are placed upon hearts against the thing to which you call us. By this, they meant to say, we do not accept your words, nor will we pay attention to the evidence which you give. Similarly, the non-Muslim, while fully expressing their ignorance, said to the people, do not listen to this holy Quran and make useless noises in it. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, from this verse, it is as if the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is being comforted. That, O beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, though the non-Muslim said extremely hurtful things to you, you should not care about their words and ignorant actions and keep preaching constantly, because calling people to the truth for religion is the greatest worship and the most important obedience, and nobody's words are better than that of the one who calls people to the oneness of Allah Almighty and worship and performs good deeds and says that he's a Muslim. Here who is meant by the one who calls people towards righteousness. About this, one opinion of the commentator is that it means the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is also said that it means every Muslim who accepted the call of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and called others to righteousness. Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha said, according to me, this verse was revealed from Muazzins. There's also the opinion that a person who calls people to Allah Almighty in any way is listed under this verse. In this place, Allah Almighty declared the call towards righteousness the best deed. From this, it becomes clear that when calling people towards righteousness is immensely important, it is greatly reward-giving as well. Amrun bil ma'roof wa nahyun 'anil munkar, meaning enjoining good and forbidding evil, is an extremely important task. If we display heedlessness and inattentiveness to it, weakness and laziness in good deeds will occur. Misguidance will spread and ignorance will prevail everywhere. We should gauge the importance of calling people towards righteousness from this narration. So then Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that you should keep inviting towards righteousness and forbid evil. Otherwise, a cruel king will be imposed on you who will not have mercy on your youngsters, and your pious people will make supplication, but their supplications will not be answered. They will seek forgiveness, but they will not be forgiven. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we learned that a major reason for the unacceptance of supplication is also to give up the important farz of Amrun bil Ma'roof wa Nahyun Anil Munkar. In the present age, there are a number of people who complain about the unacceptance of their supplication and are seen making complaints and grievances in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember that saying such words can prove to be dangerous for faith. And therefore, whenever a calamity occurs, we should observe patience, and the supplications which are not apparently answered in the world are actually answered. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, no one makes supplication without one of the three conditions. Either the result of his supplication quickly appears in his life, or goodness is stored for him in the hereafter, or Allah Almighty averts a calamity from this person. In another narration, it is mentioned that when a person observes the reward of his supplication which were not answered in the world, he will wish that none of his supplication would have been answered in the world. In other words, all of them would have been stored for the hereafter. Therefore, it is not appropriate in any way to make grievances for not getting the apparent result of our supplications. In fact, we should make supplication in abundance and spread the call to righteousness. Inshallah, by blessings of calling people towards righteousness, supplications will also be answered. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, if everyone calls people towards righteousness and prevents them from evil as per his capacity, many evils can be eradicated from the society. call towards righteousness benefits the one who calls people towards righteousness as well as the one who is called towards righteousness. If someone gets to the path of righteousness because of our call towards righteousness, it will benefit us as well as that person. Hence, we should call people towards righteousness at all times because we will get its reward, inshallah. Let's listen to some of the excellences of calling people towards righteousness. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, meeting your Muslim brother with a smile is charity for you, and enjoining good and forbidding evil is also charity. The final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, Jannatul Firdaus is specially decorated for the person who enjoins good and forbids evil. Sayyidina Ka'bul Ahbar radiallahu ta'ala states that in Tawrat, Allah Almighty sent a revelation to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. O Musa, the one who enjoined good and forbade evil and called people to obey me will be granted closeness to me in the world and in the grave and the shade of my arsh on the judgment day. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, did you hear what great excellences and blessings there are in calling people towards righteousness and forbidding evil, and how important it is? Therefore, our pious predecessors would not display laziness in carrying out the duty of Amr min Ma'ruf wa Nahyun anil Munkar, in other words, enjoining good and forbidding evil. If we study the history of Islam, it becomes completely clear to us that our awliya rahimahumullah ta'ala carried out the task of reviving sunnah and calling people towards righteousness in every age, while using their time fairly and keeping in view the great passion for the convenience of the coming generations and spreading Islamic knowledge. These saintly personalities authored book on numerous sciences. For the great purpose of calling people towards righteousness, these pious saints, rahimahumullahu ta'ala, sacrificed their time and houses. If we imagine on the pages of history, somewhere we see Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh spreading the blessings of Islamic knowledge, and somewhere Sayyidina Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh illuminates the heart of people with the light of knowledge. Somewhere Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh is making the efforts to reform the ummah. And somewhere, the great personality like Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh quenched the thirst of knowledge through unique information. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in present age, to spread the call towards righteousness throughout the world, Sheikh Tariqat, Amir Ahle Sunnah, the founder of Dawat Islami, Allama, Maulana, Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas, Attar, Qadri, Razavi, Ziyai, Damat Barakatul Aliyah, founded the great non-political organization of preaching the Holy Quran and Sunnah. In other words, Dawat Islami, which has conveyed its message to many countries of the world and is performing its activities in different departments according to Islamic rules. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, in short, these blessed personalities beautifully fulfilled their responsibilities through speeches, teaching, books, and the call towards righteousness. But unfortunately, today, we have numerous opportunities to call people towards righteousness. Even then, we display laziness and do not call people towards righteousness. Remember that if we carry out this religious task with sincerity and consistency, it is the worship of great pleasures. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu states, I found the pleasure of worship in four things. Number one, in offering the fara'id of Allah Almighty. Number two, in refraining from the things which Allah Almighty declared haram. Number three, in enjoining good and attaining the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And four, in forbidding evil to remain safeguarded from the wrath of Allah Almighty. So then Abu Bakr rahmatullahi ta'ala said on one occasion, I like my death instead of the death of a living being. Hearing this, the attendees nervously asked, why? He replied, I fear I might witness such time in my life in which I cannot enjoin good and forbid evil because there is no goodness in such time. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, calling people towards righteousness contains only goodness, and it is beneficial for us as well as for the society that if anyone is following a wrong path, maybe he will get to the path of righteousness because of our invitation. Therefore, where we ourselves try to perform good deeds, we should constantly call others towards righteousness. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, it will greatly improve the society. May Allah Almighty enable us to perform good deeds and call others towards righteousness and forbid evil. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
etiquette of religion. Good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, etiquette of religion. Etiquette of religion.